I think these tragedies that are shown now on television, what we see is always much more vivid than what we hear and what we read. You've only got to show a child a picture and it stays. You can tell them to read a book or do something like that, but it doesn't stay quite the same way unless they've got a very good imagination. But anybody looking at a picture, and it stays with you. And the impact of television on Abavan was terrific. In the same way that you've got it now in Japan and the tsunami and things like that, that is staying in people's minds.
Do you think it's possible in those kinds of circumstances for television to convey how people are feeling?
I think you have to be very careful. Television commentators tend to interview people, you know, and ask. And when people suddenly have questions thrust at them, they say what they think they ought to say. They don't always think to, you know, instinctively, oh, I'm on television, I better say something, you know, I can't say what I want to say. I can't swear, you know. I mean, I can't say all the language I want to burst out at the NCB because of Abavan, because I'm on television. It doesn't come over very well. But I find it, it can be an artificial. Very rarely do you get a sort of immediate impact reaction. It's a more studied one. If you approach somebody with a camera or a microphone, they sort of dither. They don't quite know what to do. And I think it needs a very good producer or director, whatever it is, to pick the right moment and the right person.